Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Gene, guess what I forgot to do? But I know how to do this. I forgot to set up the show with our intro, but I can make that happen. But I don't want to leave our listeners hanging in the lurch. Just hang on. Here we go.
I didn't. There we go. Okay.
I forgot to set it up automatically.
All right, well, I'll dance a second here.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Now I can say welcome to the show. It's Thursday night, April the 1st, and it's a perfect show for Gene and me, April Fool's Day. You can't get anybody more foolish than the two of us, because we know if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Exactly.
Tonight we're supposed to have a guest, Reverend Angie Williams. This is an encore show for her. However, she hasn't called in yet. I just texted her with the phone number to make sure that she remembers it. Something could have happened. I remember we had a show once with Michael Taylor, and he didn't show up. And that was fine, because when he didn't show up, I forget how I managed the show. It was me by myself. I think I was flying solo without Eugene back in those days. And at that point, I found out that his grandson had been in an accident, so he couldn't call. He was unable to. And he ended up coming on the show. It was a great show, and we're going to have him back later on this year.
Well, you know, so. That's the thing. I'll tell you, the thing about doing a show like this where everybody's going to meet and do the show live is things happen.
Things happen.
I remember when I first started doing public speaking tours, and I would take slideshow presentation with me, and one of the first things I learned the hard way is it doesn't matter if you bring an extra cord, if you bring in an extra bulb, if you test everything first, you need to be prepared to do your presentation without the slide projector.
Without the prop,
just in case it doesn't work. Yeah. So we can do that. We can do anything like that. We do that the time.
Now's a great time to give out our phone number for the first time, if
Absolutely.
You will, Gene.
Sure. It'd be my pleasure. If anybody would like to call and visit with us, talk about some different things, whatever you'd like, you know, you can give us a call at 516-418-5651. Give us a call. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you. We're full of jocularity 24/7, so...
This must be Angie.
Hello.
Hi. We're so glad you joined us.
Well, happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for having
me. Absolutely our delight. Gene was just giving out the phone number. We thought you had had some difficulties calling in, but he was giving out the phone number so that if anybody wanted to call in and talk with you, they could do that. And I'm going to say, Gene, give it out again, because people have told me that they don't have time to get their pen and paper, and they don't write the number down.
Okay. I'll tell you, the number is 516-418-5651.
And if they can't remember it and don't have paper and pencil, go to beunique.org. And find it there, or go to our Facebook page, Be Unique Radio. It's listed there as well.
Yeah.
But we're delightful. We're delightful. Yeah, we are delightful. And silly.
We're delightfully delighted.
I like that. Delightfully delightful. That's great. That's great.
But we're glad you're here. I want to do a real quick little introduction so people who didn't hear you the last time will know who you are. Reverend Angela Williams is a servant of the Lord. She's currently the pastor of New Hope Church of the Living God in Orlando, Florida, and she's the CEO of the Morning Glory Fresh Fire Prayer Line Ministry. And how many women from around the world gather weekly with you on that prayer line?
Well, currently, we're pretty much the women are located in the United States. And so there is about 17 to 20 of us.
Wow.
All together.
And you do this every week or every day?
Every day at 6:30 a.m. So
wow.
Jesus got up early in the morning and prayed, so we love to start the day off with our coffee of prayer. So most definitely at 6:30 a.m.
That's pretty cool. That is really cool. Now, how long does your morning glory last?
Actually, it's Monday through Fridays at 6:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock a.m., so 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not terrible. Anybody can handle that if they can get out of bed. The only problem with me is some days I am going to bed around 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Now, do you do this over the telephone or through Zoom, or how do you do this?
We actually, right now, we host the prayer meetings over the telephone, so pretty much there is a conference number that is given with a code, and then that's how you can actually be a part of our Morning Glory Fresh Fire prayer through the conference number.
How would our listeners get involved in this if they wanted to?
We would love you to join us, listeners, because, you know, our prayers, I just want to say this, first of all, are very, you know, the Lord is there and is just uplifting and inspiring and encouraging and most definitely motivating. So to answer your question, if they just call in to the prayer line number, which is 712-770-4841, and then enter the extension 336446 pound.
And also making sure I've got this on the website too.
And if they have any questions, they also can reach out to us by email, and that is aw5077@gmail.com.
What were the numbers in your address?
Okay, the numbers are 712-770-4841. The extension is 336446 pound.
And your email address again?
30 a.m. Central Standard Time. A as in apple,
Central.
W as... Yes.
Okay.
So aw5077@gmail.com. I apologize. It's Eastern. I'm sorry. aw5077@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to put all this in our show description so people can know.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very
so much.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I'm so
very
excited
welcome.
And happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for inviting me back. So grateful.
Sure.
So thankful. So excited. It,
well, we had such a good
like
time last
awesome
time.
We did.
What was that, Jean?
Oh, I just was sitting here thinking about the number you gave out for listeners to join the morning prayer, and just to point out to listeners, if there's anybody out there who doesn't do a prayer every morning, I'm just here to tell you from somebody who didn't for a long time and then started doing it again, it's just remarkable. Mm-hmm. It's like magic. So just give it a thought.
Well, you know what?
To reach out.
You know what I love about God? And anybody who's had a grandma should understand this. You might go for months or years and not see your grandmother. But the minute you see her, she wraps her arms around you and she hugs you. And she doesn't say, where you been, girl? Why haven't you
That's
called
right.
me? All she does is say, I am so glad to see you.
That's awesome.
And God is the same way.
That's
he
the
never,
love of God.
Yeah,
you're
he never
right.
questions.
That is the love of our Father. Absolutely.
He never questions where have you been.
Father. Never.
Like,
no.
And it's so cool. And you
it
know,
is.
I had a moment of my life where I didn't really think I was smarter than God, but I acted like I did. And I questioned everything. And now I don't question. I just go with the flow. And I trust
That's
the
awesome.
Process.
That's
and
great.
I let things happen. That's why I'm not fearful at this point in time with all the goings on that are happening in the world. Because I know who's got my back.
That's awesome. Mary, that is awesome. And I concur. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you. I do. Mm-hmm. And the love of God, like you say, that grandmother, she doesn't ask questions about what you're doing. She's so excited just to see you and to be in your presence, you know, and to be able to love on you. And that is the love of God, you know. He don't condemn. There's no condemnation, but he loves. According to John 3:16, that's the love of God. He loves all of us, and he loves us so much, and he wants the best for us and the best for our lives. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be healthy, you know. But definitely he wants to be a part of our lives. Grandmothers, and I just thought about this COVID thing, how so many grandmothers were separated from their grandchildren or their grandchild. And that was devastating for them. And to see, you know, the commercials, to see those grandmothers, you know, come together with their grandchildren. It was, like you said, it was remarkable, something so remarkable to see the love, you know, that they exemplified towards that granddaughter, that grandson, and vice versa. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You know,
Before I became a grandmother, I believe I have 3 sisters and 4 brothers. And I think I may have been one of the last, well, I know I was one of the last ones in the family to have children. I waited a while. They got, one of my younger sisters said, as long as I've been married 9 months and 1 day before this baby is born, I'm okay with it. But I waited 5 years to have my children. And that's probably why I was among the last ones to become a grandmother. And one of my sisters, was telling me how great being a grandmother was. And she tried to compare it to things that she thought I would relate to. And some of them didn't make a lot of sense. I mean, she told me that being a grandmother was better than having sex. And I said, I don't know who you're having sex with, but maybe you haven't been having sex with the right guy, because it's pretty good.
Oh, no, that's funny. That's love. I'm telling you.
You know, that's also a gift that God has given us, is our sexual
life. Yes, that's right.
So I don't mind talking about it. I'm not going to be graphic or vulgar, but it's a natural thing.
Absolutely. That is correct. That's correct.
But I will say that the moment that I became a grandmother, I understood. And when I talk to other expecting grandmothers, I just tell them, be prepared for a love like you've never experienced in your life.
That is true. That's true. I have grandchildren.
You can't quantify it, and
you cannot
compare it to anything.
You can't compare it. Yes, that is so true.
It's so funny because my first grandchild was stillborn, and his mother couldn't understand my depth of love for this child. I still have this child in my heart 16 mm-hmm. years later. And yes. she could never understand yes. how I could love him and I'd never seen him.
Right.
He died mm-hmm. and I went to his funeral, but that was as far as I got. I never held him. I never saw him. I saw photos. Mm-hmm. But there's a grandmother's love, or any love, yes. any love, okay. unconditional, is what we're expected to do. You know,
that's
God
right.
God doesn't say, well, you're going to love this child because it calls you Nana, or it calls, you know, you Mimi or whatever. He doesn't mm-hmm. say, well, you're only going to love this child when you are with it, or when you are when a child brings you flowers or weeds out of the garden. Love is love. Mm-hmm. There are no conditions
love
to
it. Love is love. That's right. That's right, Mary. I'm with you 100%. Absolutely. Just the thought, you know, of having that grandchild. And, you know, if you love your daughter. We have this, you know, such a great love for our children. So, and it's almost like that love that we have for our children, okay, that's like, you know, it's the same type of love we have for our grandchildren, because it's almost like even though we didn't birth that child, it's still like really it's ours. You know, we know that's not our child, but it's our grandchild. And so
there's
we
a
have
reason it's called
inseparable
grand.
Love. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a reason it's called mm-hmm. grand. If you think about that
that's
word.
That's right. Come on.
We could say this is our child's child. Or this is
uh-huh.
my son's baby or whatever. But to say
uh-huh.
it is a grandchild.
That's a part of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you know, a grand is wonderful. The word grand itself
wonderful.
Means
that's right. That's
fabulous.
Right.
And
it's big.
Help me
it
out here with
means.
Some words. What are
it's
other
big
synonyms
and
for
large,
grand?
You know?
Yeah.
Gargantuan?
Yes. Yes.
It's big. Enormous.
Big love.
Yeah.
Big love. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, we're sitting here, and Jean has a brand new grandchild, don't you?
Congratulations,
oh, yeah.
Jean.
Well,
he's going in a very short while, going to go visit this baby for the first time.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I think I'm going to wait until, isn't it, till their eyes open? It is when I go.
Babies
I can't remember.
Are born with their eyes open, Jean.
Oh.
They come out.
This is not a puppy.
That's what I'm going to
okay.
say. Not a puppy, Jean. It doesn't take a couple of days.
Okay. Well,
Jean,
well
you can't
my daughter's
wait till...
going to holler out when she's ready for me to come, and I'm going to go up there, and then I get to hang out with the other kids, too. So that'll
you
be fun.
Cannot wait till this baby's old enough to buy you a beer.
Oh, there you go.
That is so fun. That's funny. Oh, yeah. Yes.
But, you
yes.
know, and people who don't have grandchildren or children mm-hmm. might wonder why we're even talking about this to such an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to explain. You know, if you think, I mean, I know that you and Jean know that I love you with a agape. Mm-hmm. No, what is the word I'm thinking of?
Agape,
you know,
that's good.
Yeah, with an agape type love.
Of, but in spite of, yeah, that's agape, yes, yes.
I love you both as maybe yeah. more than I love some of my brothers and sisters.
Oh, you are so funny, Mary. I feel special. Jean,
yeah.
I feel special.
But you guys both know that I love you. And
yeah.
my cat knows that I love him. My husband knows that
yeah.
I love him. My grandchildren,
yeah.
they, uh-huh. my grandson, he's just turned 15 this year. Oh my gosh, and
okay.
it blows my mind. But he calls me his cool grandma. And
I love
recently,
that.
Recently he started
that's
calling cool. me. Gam Gam. I'm like, wait, what is this Gam Gam stuff? He says, well, you're either Gam Gam or Grand Mary, and that's just who you are. And he'll probably change my name 6 times in the next month. Mm-hmm. But the amount of love that I have for all of the people that I know in my life, you could take all of that love and put it in a thimble. And that's all of my love for everybody amounts to about a thimble for how much God loves me.
That's good. That's right. That's right. That's great. Absolutely. That is correct. Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And
yeah.
I don't think I can love God back the same way. I don't think it's possible, but I sure am trying hard.
Oh, me too. Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm loved much more than I deserve from God. I really am. Unconditional.
And if you're like
Angie,
you deserve a lot of love.
Oh,
you deserve a lot of love.
I feel so special. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. We all do.
You know, that's something that I want to address as well. People say, well, I'll love you when, or I'll love you if.
Right.
Or I'll love you as soon as. You can't put conditions on love.
You can't. That's right.
You can't say that
it's not real love. And
you can't say that God will love me. You know, there are a lot of people out in the world that are hurting right now.
That is
because
so true.
They're hurting for a lot of reasons, but I'm especially thinking of people with mental illness or addictions of some sort, and they think they're not lovable, or they think that they have to be clean and sober, they have to be mentally stable before God will love them. But that's not true. If anybody's ever had an adopted dog or cat that wasn't perfect, you know, otherwise they would have been adopted already. But if you've adopted one of those last chance animals and experienced the love that that animal has for you, it's amazing. I think an animal comes about as close as we as humans can grasp of what God's love is like.
Right.
I mean, how many people have hurt animals or adopted animals that have been hurt by others? And these animals might be scared that they'll be hurt again, but they still are willing to love.
That is so true. That is so true. That is absolutely correct. Yes, yes. I have a friend that lives out in Georgia, in the country, and I call her mother. She's such a wonderful, wonderful woman, inside and out, very special to me, dear to my heart. And so I had a conversation with her the other day, and she was explaining how someone, you know, they live like really out in the country, so it's like a very wooded area. And so, and people would come and drop their pets off in the woods, you know, and that is so sad. So someone dropped off this dog out there in the woods, and so I call her my mother, she's an older lady. And her daughter would feed, you know, it would feed this dog. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a puppy or anything. And this dog just all of a sudden now just, I mean, loved them so much. And they loved the dog just as much as it loved them. So, you know, it's amazing. That dog was just looking for love. And she was saying to me, she didn't understand. She says she's not aggressive. She says she's sweet. And she could not understand why someone would drop this dog out there in a wooded area. But I'm like, you know what? You said something, Mary. Everything happens for a reason. Because those people were not able to love that dog the way it deserves to be loved. And look what God did. God gave that dog a perfect family that loved him so much. And my mother, I call her my mother, and she has so many grandchildren. And the dog not only loves her and her daughter, but the dog also loves the grandchildren. So this is a good story, because now that dog has found true love. So that just really blessed my heart because I could not even imagine someone just dumping an animal off in a wooded area. I'm like, take it to a shelter somewhere, you know. So that love that animal has for my mommy is awesome. It's just, you know.
It's really sad because people assume that since dogs were once wild animals hundreds or thousands of years ago, that they can fend for themselves in the woods. People do this with domestic rabbits, too. And a domestic rabbit has been far removed from the life of a wild rabbit.
Right, right. Yeah, and have little chance of survival out there.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how people can be so cruel. You know, I'm like, Lord, I don't understand it. I mean, where's the heart? You know, I watched that little the Christmas story with the Grinch, and he finally got a heart. I'm like, Lord, give me a heart.
Well, I feel that people, a lot of people, my husband used to tell me that his grandfather told him as he was growing up, teenager, people are where they are for a reason. And I think it's true. Sometimes we're here to learn. Other times we're here to teach. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these animals that are left out there are
abandoned.
Maybe to give us the opportunity to love someone in a different way. And when we do this, we're showing other people what that means.
Yes,
showing the light.
Showing the light. That's right, Jean. Showing them the light. And, you know, sometimes what seems so bad can turn good. You know, what seems to work against these animals can work for them. Because I have heard so many success stories where dogs, cats, animals, just various animals were abandoned and found the perfect home. The perfect home. And they, you know, there was someone that discovered them and found them just, you know, out there straying around or walking around or just lost and just took them in and just loved them, showing them
found.
That agape love. They would never have been found. That's right. Unless, that's correct. That is so correct. So everything happens for a reason. You know,
Angie, I want to tell you just a quick story in that regard on the other way around here. I just happened to come across a little dog that came into my life that accidentally, sort of, suddenly, that I fostered for about a year or year and a half. Oh. And I'm telling you what, I fell in love with that little dog, and it just didn't work out. He had to go to and find himself a forever home. But I literally believe that my experience with that dog, and especially having to part with him, really it taught me the meaning of love, what it was. It changed my life.
Wow.
It really did. You know, I'm able to carry that on, you know, in my relationship with my fellow humans and God. It was amazing. He did it with whatever his dogness was. And he just did it. It was amazing. And he found the most amazing forever home there ever was.
You came into his life. You came into his life when he needed to teach you something, and you needed to teach him some things. And then after that, he was ready to move on.
Yep.
That's right.
Go spend his days with his joy that he's supposed to spend the rest of his days with.
That's phenomenal. And I like what you said, because God has different ways to teach us, you know, life lessons when it comes to love and different other subjects, things that he desires for us to, you know, to learn in this life and to apply. And I love what Gene said, because through his experience and his relationship with that little dog, then it taught him how to transition that over to human. It's amazing what God can use to demonstrate, to teach us life lessons, you know, that would be beneficial, not just on, you know, one the animals, but it can be beneficial to every aspect in every area of our life. We can apply it. So that is awesome. So thank you for sharing that, Jean. That was
well, well, sure. The other thing, too, you just reminded me, we were also talking about self-love. And I think what else Bob did for me, the little dog, was he brought that to transition it not only to my relationship with others, but you just reminded me that I also used it for my own relationship with myself, able to really see what that was in me that I was looking for that this dog showed me. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was good. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I want to take a real quick break, but before I do, I want Jean to give out our phone number in case somebody calls in.
Oh, yes, please give us a call. It's 516-418-5651. Please give us a call.
I'll be right back.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together to change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
And we are back. I'm here. You know, I don't think I even introduced you at the beginning of the show, Jean. Jean Albertson, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host. I don't know how I could have skipped that. Welcome, Jean.
Hi. Welcome back.
I'm sorry. I've been jonesing to press that button for a while.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. That was good.
Yeah.
I was cheering along with the people. I thought there were real people there.
There are real people. They're just very, very small.
All the little
make
people.
A lot of noise.
I was cheering along with them.
Well, we are here with Angie Williams. And we've been talking about God and love and
love.
All sorts of amazing things. But I want to ask you about your book. You wrote a book called Second Chance.
I did.
And
yes.
A lot of our audience don't know anything about you. So this is a chance to tell them about your book. Would you share a little inspiration on that?
Oh, sure, sure. We're speaking, and I think this is an awesome, phenomenal subject that we're discussing tonight, because I just want to park and say this. If you're out there in, you know, radio land is what I would call it, and you're listening to this broadcast on tonight, you know, God wants to remind you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what has happened in the past, you're loved, and he wants
Amen.
You to know that he loves you. You know, he loves you unconditionally. That love that can bring us out of every and any situation if we just understand the love of God that he has for all of us. And I know it doesn't seem like it, but I believe things are going to get better for all of us. This coronavirus, and it's going to pass. Eventually, I just believe it will, and things are going to get better. So just remember that, you know, that God loves you no matter what, okay? And
that's
and
a good reminder.
Yes, because and the reason I made that statement is because in writing this book, you know, it was a dark hour and a dark time in my life. I didn't feel, you know, this love that we're talking about on tonight. And, you know, it was like a dark cloud. I was in a really, you know, dark place. And the reason being is because I had lost so much. I had lost my job. I was in transition. going through depression, you know, thinking when are things going to get better, you know, this could not have happened to me. And, you know, in the process of transition and looking for a job and, you know, the financial situation, and this is what people are going through right now. But Mary, you said something earlier, you know, if we can just look to the Lord, look to the Lord and put our trust in him, knowing that he has our back. And if we can look to him and put our trust in him and our confidence in him, he will bring us through. You know, it will get better. I'm here today because it got better. You know, the book was birthed, you know, in the midst of that, you know, time in my life. And I just felt hopeless. There's a lot of people right now with what's happening. People have lost jobs, okay? The divorce rate is on the uprise. You know, family members, I don't know about you out there in radio land. However, I had about 15 family members that contracted COVID-19, including my daughter and my mother.
Oh, my.
Thank the Lord. My daughter and my mother survived, but we lost 4 family members within 4 weeks. We had one funeral after another, 4 family members. Okay, but with all that going, so I know what it is to lose a loved one. I can say that, you know. I know what it is to have to support and encourage a mother and support a mother and support my daughter when they were going through their fight with COVID-19. I do know what that means. So, but in the midst of it all, I put my trust in God. I'm human. So, you know, there was those moments, you know, whereas you sometimes you question God, why, you know, Lord, why? But, you know, that's the answer I don't have. And I have to go back to that word trust in God to know that he knows best. Now, those loved ones who went on, you know, from this world, they love the Lord. And so I believe they're right there with him right now in heaven. They're not suffering anymore, you know. So with all that being indicated and stated, I have learned how to put my trust in the Lord. Everything happens for a reason. We don't understand, but we have to put our trust in God and know that he knows what's best. Not saying them leaving here was best, but he knows, you know, it's in his control. It's not in our control. It's all in his control. But back to my book. So prior to COVID-19, as I indicated, I was going through a really hard time, losing a job, financial situation, personal situations, close people in my life who walked away, who I really put my trust in and thought they were going to be there for me. It was like so much opposition was bombarding me all at one time. So I'm sitting home, you know, and I'm just having this conversation with God. I'm like, I don't understand this. I didn't understand why what happened to me on the job happened. I thought I was going to be at that, pretty much at that corporation or that company and retire from there. And then I was going through, you know, where I had different ones that had, you know, turned against me and told false truth again, you know, didn't tell the truth. And, you know, so it was just so much coming back to back. And then so I'm sitting home thinking, where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? And so I just, you know, got in a quiet place and began to converse with the Lord. And I just heard that still small voice. And the Lord just said to me, I'm a God of a second chance. You know, I can, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to restore you. This is not the end. This is only your beginning. I'm just so glad. You know, so he was, you know, speaking to me, letting me know this is not the end for you. This is the beginning. So I want you to write this book to encourage others, to let them know they're going to rise again. I do believe we in America, we're going to come back, not bitter, but better. You know, we're going to learn from what we've gone through. We're going to take that and we're going to, you know, yes, we're going to encourage others. We're going to stick together and come together even closer in love, you know, with the coronavirus and we all had to stay home. So we got closer together, right? We're really
exactly.
he had a way. Someone was like, oh, you know, I want to spend more time with this one and that. The Lord said, okay, I want to show you. Okay, we're going to make sure you spend more time with that. That's right. More than what we asked for, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's where the book was, you know, it was birthed through going through hard times. And the Lord told me to write. And I want to say this, too, to a lot of you out there. You know, I didn't feel like I was an author. I had never written a book. So I'm like, Lord, you're saying to write a book. Where do I begin? And the reason I'm going there, because I believe out there God is going to give you, you know, audience, our radio listeners tonight, if, you know, if you just get in that quiet place, okay, I believe he's going to give you, you know, witty ideas, maybe some inventions, you know, maybe give you business ideas, you know. I just believe that the Lord wants to speak to you and also to release gifts, you know, gifts. There's gifts in us that we don't even know is even there. It was through this dark time that the Lord was like, there is an author in you. And I'm like, really? There's a place that we can discover. You know, sometimes God will use those dark times, you know, to shed light on in places that we didn't know, you know, there's hidden treasures, you know, that's
right
within us. So with that being indicated, so that's how the Lord, it was during that dark hour that God says there's an author in you. And it was so amazing how he brought everything together. And so he gave me this title of this book, which I have other books that's coming down the pipeline as well. So
great. That's wonderful.
And so I just began to follow that voice that I began to hear and began to write as God had commissioned me. And then he brought the right pieces. You know, he laid out the puzzle, right? I only had one little piece there. I couldn't put it together because I couldn't. It was so many pieces. So I'm like, okay. And he brought all the pieces to the puzzle and laid them in the right places so that this book was able to be birthed forth. So in some of my chapters here, starting over again, that's where it was a new start, a new beginning. And that's not a bad thing. Sometimes some things have to come to an end in order for new things to begin. Every day can bring on new things is how we see it, right?
And something you got, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but a lot of times people get mistaken. They get encountered with difficulties and struggles, and they're like, oh, my goodness, no, instead of it's the end. Well, no, it's God's way of telling you, you get moving. It's the beginning.
That's
you just don't
it.
Know it till now. You know?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, before the show started, Gina and I were talking, and I forget exactly how he phrased it, but he said something about, I'm everything I ever thought I'd be. Or what did you say to me? I don't remember now.
Oh, well, we were talking about the Lord and how God or the universe, Gus, spirit, how it works, that you say what you ask for, and then you just have to have faith that it's going to happen and go about your life doing what you feel like you need to be doing.
It might happen
in about 13 and a half seconds, or all of a sudden it might happen later. And I made
correct
the comment of wishing I had, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need something, a couple things to carry some things around in. I didn't have any satchels, my backpack broke and everything. And I said it a couple times and just went about my business. And about 30 days later, I now own about 10 things to carry stuff around. You know,
wow.
Because I also ask him for abundance, please, too. He just put those two together, and now I have more things to carry around. But, you know, I didn't know. I didn't specify. And he just said, sure, you can have what you want. Just ask.
And then some.
You shall receive.
That's good. That's Matthew 21 and 22.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
We were
absolutely
talking also about how God is in the silence. You know, sometimes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We have to, you know, you can ask. And you can talk to God. In fact, recently, I don't know, I think I told Gene this little story. I always go to bed at night with gratitude on my heart. And I typically recite a list of things for which I'm grateful. And I start with some of the simplest things, like I have a full belly, I've got a warm blanket or a cool air condition, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I was just like, I am grateful for blah, 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 blah. When we were kids, we used to call them the God bless yous. Our mom, she'd line us up. We'd, you know, kneel on the floor together. We'd all pray together. And at the end of the typical rote prayers that you learn in church, we would start with God bless mama, God bless daddy. And then we'd go down the list of 8 brothers and sisters, name them in order of birth. And then we'd go to grandparents, cousins, and name everybody. I mean, we would just know anything to stay out of bed. So I was doing that one night as I was trying to go to bed, trying to drift off to sleep. And I'm like, I'm grateful that I have a brother who does this. I'm grateful that I have this. And I'm grateful, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice as clear as I can hear your voices. Mary,
wow.
I know you're grateful. Come on. Just spend some time with me. And I'm
wow.
like, oh, my goodness, wow. I just heard God's voice. Wow. He wants to spend time with me. How am I going to do this? I want to do it perfect. I have to do this right. Let's see, what position should my body be in? Should I try to stay awake? Should I try to drift off? And my mind is going so typical human, you know. And I heard him laughing. And he said, just be with me. That's all I want is for you to be here.
Wow.
And yeah. I will tell you, I got some of the best sleep that night that
wow.
I've had in a long, long time because all I did was exist. I coexisted with God.
That's great.
And that was
wow.
that was really cool.
Wow. That was phenomenal. Wow.
And he comes okay. in the silence. And the Bible will tell
you,
God is not in the wind. He is not in
That's
the
good.
Burning bush. You know, he
yeah.
is there in between. He's that little, if you write the words God is, period, there's a tiny space between the is and the period, and that's where you find God.
That's great.
No. Mary, wow, I heard it just the other day. Someone was, we were talking about it, and the description I thought was interesting was the silence that exists between, split second, between our exhale and our inhale.
Yes. And
you know,
if you've ever listened to any kind of guided meditation, they will sometimes
uh-huh.
tell you, breathe in for a count of 5, hold it for a count of 5. Exhale for a count of 5. Some do 5, some do 6, some do 3.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they're all advising that you breathe and wait and pause. And that
mm-hmm.
pause is where the magic is.
Wow. 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 And Mary, I thought about that scripture. It's Psalms 46 and 10 where it says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes, that's
Listen
what I was thinking
what
of.
You said. Yes,
yeah.
That was awesome.
I tell you, I sometimes, if people don't know me, I feel sorry for them. Because I know that I think... I'm one of God's class clowns, but I'm also.
I love you, though. I love you, Mary. I love you just the way you are. He knows you. He created you.
Yes.
And he created you with that beautiful personality.
Somebody once said, hey, Mary, you know, why aren't you singing in the church choir? You're doing this, you're doing that. You should sing in the church choir. And I said, oh, but I don't sing. And they said, oh, God gave you that voice. He wants to hear it. I said, okay, then I'll go sing. So I started singing, and the choir master came over and said, Mary, could you lip sync? I'm like, but somebody just told me that God gave me this voice. He deserves to hear it.
Cool.
And the choir master
said, they didn't say where, Mary. They didn't say where.
Exactly. That's what he said. He said, you know, he does deserve to hear it, but the rest of us don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had when I was 12 years old, I had a music teacher.
Goodness.
She told me that I sounded like a bullfrog with laryngitis.
Oh,
wow.
No, she shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, she did. And
oh,
it was really hard on me, but over the years, I've learned to live with it. And Jennifer thinks I sing well. I think Jennifer's tone deaf, and that's okay. She can be tone deaf.
Well, you know what, Mary? We're going to have a chance when we take Be Unique Radio on the road. You're going to have your chance to sing on stage. You know, well, I'll get up there when we do the show.
But you know what? I have done that. I love doing karaoke. In fact, I think karaoke saved my life.
I love hearing it. I don't care if you can sing or not. I just enjoy hearing, you know, people getting up there.
I was going through my divorce, my first husband, and I found this little karaoke dive bar. It was a horrible little place. I would never go there in my full consciousness, I don't think. Not today. But back in those days, I needed to go somewhere and just let off some steam. So I went to this little bar, and Aretha Franklin and I got me through the worst part of my divorce.
Wow.
We did Chain of Fools and Respect. Those were the only two songs that I would sing. And it was like magic, because it helped me understand what was going on. And I think God made that happen. And since then, I haven't been afraid to sing out loud. I just try to lip sync in church.
Okay, Mary.
Well, you know, I grew up not really singing anywhere except most of my life, actually, only sang around myself. But, you know, with my change of heart over the last couple of years, kind of change of perspective, I definitely sing more out loud. And like I said, I want to take the radio station on the road. But I've been singing out loud around other people who look at me funny, and then they really want to sing out loud too. And I'm going to get a bunch of them to go with me, you know, because they want to. I think everybody wants to sing. They just need somebody to show them, come on, let's go do it.
Everybody wants to sing and dance, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
They just,
let's do it.
I've never been afraid to get up and be the first one dancing. I don't care if it's in church or in a discotheque.
Wow, that's
awesome. I have been there was a time my brother and I went. I had a date, but my brother went with me because I didn't really want to go with the guy, but I wanted to go dancing. It's so weird. And so I took my brother as my excuse, and we'd get there. And, you know, this was when we were teenagers, and nobody wanted to be the first ones dancing. And my brother said, come on, Mary, we got to show these people how to get started. We would just go and dance and start the people. Once the first person was on the floor, everybody else joined.
Yep, that's always. That's true. Yeah. It's just the first person getting out there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's become my superpower. So.
Yeah, Gene will dance at a yarn sale. I've seen it. I've watched it happen.
Oh, my. Yeah, I forgot about that. We had dancing parties going on.
At a yard sale?
We had a Be Unique fundraiser yard sale back in December.
I remember.
And when we did that, Jennifer's husband, Bob, came and he brought a little speaker and turned up, you know, connected his phone to it.
Oh.
So we had music to make it. I think we were playing mostly Christmas music.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We got very busy, and there was a woman there, and I don't even know exactly how it happened. All I know is I was down at one end of the driveway, and I looked up, and there's Gene and this woman turning up, you know, twirling and twisting and dancing. She was
happy.
She was an older woman. She was an older woman. And I remember her thanking Gene. She said, this is the most fun I've had in
really?
You know, all year long.
Oh, that's so sweet. That was very sweet, Jimmy.
You know, and I've never danced a lot until recently. I decided I'm gonna. And you know, I ran into another woman that I'd been working with at this other job, this volunteer other job, and by golly, she was a dancer, and she said she's going to teach me. So we'll see what happens. I'll get some good slick shoes and some music, and I'll be dancing before you know it.
Jay said, "Mary, we'll see what happens."
All right.
Well, you know, Gene and I kind of live our lives that way. Like, you know, we just
kind
of throw it out there, and we see where God leads us.
Right.
I tend to jump, and I build my wings as I'm falling. It works for me.
And Mary's teaching me.
You don't have to have your life exactly right. You don't have to have everything planned out and mapped out and orchestrated, because God doesn't, he could care less about all that stuff. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to live it, not wait until it's perfect.
That's good. That's true. You're right. And so many people's lives have been placed on hold with this COVID. But I do believe, you know, that even in the midst of that, you know, we can find ways, you know what I mean, to pursue some sort of, you know.
And I think this show is a part of that. You can learn so much. And I look forward to Thursday nights. Now, Gene and I, we have other shows that we do. We have one that we do every day.
Really?
And I want to tell everybody that our newsletter dropped out today. So check your spam. If you're on our email list, check your spam for our newest newsletter. But also it will be on our website before long. And we just, Gene and I have a 15-minute show that we do every day, and it's so much fun. We learn a new word every day, and we have a just enough information to tickle your intellect, I think, to make you want to look up more.
You.
Jocularity is the king of that show. But Thursday nights I really look forward to, because we can go a little deeper and we get to talk with amazing people that are doing some wonderful stuff just like you, Angie.
That's phenomenal. That's awesome. That's awesome,
but, you know,
Mary.
The worst part of this show is it's almost over.
I know. I really enjoy this. I mean, coming here, thank you guys so much for inviting me and having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Definitely our pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You always add so much to the show. And I want to give everybody a chance to, before the timer runs out, to give your parting words. And I'll start by saying, if you can do nothing else in the world, you can be kind. So go out and be kind.
Absolutely.
And Angie, would you like to have some parting words?
Yes, I do. I just want everybody to know that you're loved. Even if you don't feel like you love, love is not a feeling. It dwells in your heart. And I just want you to know that I believe your best is yet to come. I truly do. And please go out and buy the book. You can call TBN at 1-800-473-5106, Second Chance, and order the book.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Do it. And find a fun place to sit and read it. Find a fun place to sit and read it.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
That's right.
And that brings us perfectly to the end of our show. Good night, everybody.
See you. Bye.
Good night.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Thank
you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you for listening
this
evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazines receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.